Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel
James Brown, the late, great James Brown, bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Nicole Galinas is the author of After the Fall, Saving Capitalism from Wall Street and Washington, which is an outstanding book I encourage you to check out. She's a Manhattan Institute senior fellow and contributor to City Journal. Very smart lady, writes and reports regularly on issues of the day. We're talking about, with Nicole, the Greek, the Chinese, and the Puerto Rican issues that are these are basically economies that are in and cultures. You know, you got to throw the culture in here, Nicole. I mean, the Chinese, I still say, well, when you go back to the, just stick with the Greeks again for a minute, that the Greek culture, that the Greeks don't want to impose the kind of austerity on themselves that will help them get out of their problem. They have, their economy is in the tank.
Yep, and they have done a great deal of austerity over the past 5 years. You know, they have raised the pension age. They have cut back on existing
pensions. It's still not up to where it should be, though.
Significantly, and they have done a lot more with pensions and those types of things than places like New York City.
But then they elected the left-leaning government.
Well, I think one of the problems is you really don't want to do your austerity during the middle of a depression. I mean, we learned this 80 years ago, and
yeah,
this is a mistake that Europe made. You know, if your economy is shrinking, this is not the time to do these types of reforms. You do these types of reforms during the good times. You know, Keynes was right about a lot of things, including that you don't make massive spending cuts and have massive tax hikes during a recession. And now Europe wants Greece already raised taxes, but they want them to raise taxes again.
Yeah.
Raise taxes.
You can't do that on people who are already on the on
right.
the, on their
raise
backs.
Taxes on the tourists and
so,
that
so
will hurt.
Let me ask you a question. The with the Europeans, do you think with the way they bailed out Greece and have continued to bail out Greece and other places too, do you think, I mean, of course, we did the same thing here in the United States, right? I mean,
we
printed money. We bailed out a bunch of banks, and I mean, how much difference is what happened? What the Europeans are doing with Greece, and what America did 7 years ago in after 2008?
Well, one thing that they have in common is that we still don't want to take our market losses.
Right.
Financial institutions that lent people money for these houses that were overvalued, a lot of this debt should have been written down.
Right.
Instead, people have been paying back debt that they can't afford for, you know, the housing
bubble. And consequently, the economy's languishing.
Sure. I mean, the housing bubble peaked in 2006. That's nearly 10 years ago. And so we have had a lost decade.
Trying
to repay all of this debt and not have the economic growth that we should have.
No, that's exactly right, and I mean, that's one thing that, but politicians don't want to tell people that, do they? They don't want to tell people we have to take our medicine.
No, and we don't
want to hear it either, do we?
No, and no one ever wants to say your house is just not worth that much money. You know, it's not. It was not as some kind of amazing investment. The only reason why it looks like it's worth that much money is because we've got these very, very low mortgage rates, and so people who should not be able to afford a house can kind of pretend that they can afford a house.
Are you concerned, Nicole, that the more we do things like what happened in Greece, the more the Chinese are propping up their own economy? With the way the United States and the Fed looks at too big to fail, the hazard that's in that thinking, the moral hazard is in that thinking. Do you see ultimately this is a train wreck for the planet down the road?
Well, things could be going a lot better. We haven't handled this global crisis.
I mean, eventually you run out of money. Somebody runs out of money, right?
Yeah, I mean, we kind of did run out of money in 2008, and we've just managed to keep it going. You know, if you look at what China did after 2008, they had just as serious problem as we did, because we are their big export market. Western Europe is their big export market. These consumer economies were collapsing. They were worried no one's going to buy their stuff, and they're going to have massive unemployment. And so they started this huge, huge stimulus project, you know, building cities, building all kinds of infrastructure. It's good to build infrastructure when you need it, but not just as a kind of jobs creation
mm-hmm.
stimulus.
Right.
And they let local governments borrow a lot of money that they couldn't afford to borrow just to keep these jobs up.
They're printing money. America has printed money out of thin air. Eventually, that's got to come home to roost, doesn't it?
We have done a lot of things to avoid coming to terms with the fact
mm-hmm.
that people just borrowed so much money
mm-hmm.
they could never repay it. You know, mortgage debt went from $5 trillion in the U.S. in 2000 to $10 trillion by 2007, 2008.
Yeah. Well, look at the debt. Look at the national debt. The national debt's doubled in the last 10 years.
Yes, and this is, it would be okay for the government to be spending money to get us out of a recession, except for they seem to be spending money to pretend that everything was perfectly fine before 2008. And so
yeah.
that is not a good thing.
And all that's done is put us into a moribund trajectory on the economy.
Yes.
Nicole, you want to give us a website, please?
Sure. We are at manhattan-institute.org and city-journal.org.
And when we come back, I'm going to ask Nicole to overlay all this on how this impacts you and me and out here on Main Street. 10 till, I'm Jim Blassing. Stay with us.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.